Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Love Letters and Jessica Alsman. They're all coming up right after this.
Dear penis, I don't think I like you anymore. You used to watch me shave. Now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed, and I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. He sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I'd like you anymore. 'Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we just stay home forever, dear penis. I think I like you after all. Oh, and Rodney, while you're shaving, shave my balls.
Well, we're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, there's Chick McGee over there. We have some letters to make Chick feel better.
Captain Idiot, right here.
Chick McGee backed his car into his other car today.
Yep.
That's right. He has two cars.
That's right.
Two car, well, Chick.
Not for now. He'll need that for the one to drive while the other one's getting fixed.
It's up on the box.
There's Josh. Jess Hooker is sitting in for Christy Lee. Jessica Alsman is in the other room over there. The Oxford Gold Performance Room, to be precise. This is Tom speaking. There's Ace. That's Willie G. And on the big screen, we have... There she is. It's Allie Breen, comedian. And
hi,
Allie,
guys.
Allie, you drive, don't you?
I do drive, yeah.
Okay, now you live in New York City, and some people who live in New York City don't have occasion to drive. Do you own a car?
No, but I rent one when I need to do out-of-town gigs. And I've never hit my... another car that was parked, but I've hit my garage plenty of times when I used to own a car.
Oh, we have a surprising number of people who have backed out of their garages without opening it.
Yeah.
Who turns on their car before you open the garage door? Do you know how dangerous that is?
Yeah, you're not supposed to, yeah, because of carbon monoxide.
Certainly. Someone starts their car and lets it run before he gets in it with the garage door down every morning.
I like a warm car.
Dumb.
You're going to be a cold corpse.
Yeah.
I don't mind feeling a little drowsy every now and then.
We've got some great letters here. I mean, they really run the gamut. This guy goes, I was driving a $165,000 ambulance.
Oh, jeez.
I backed it into a brand new $800,000 fire truck. At the station. The day after, the boss had just finished telling us to make sure to use a spotter when backing up.
Yeah, man.
Jensen, get over here. What did I tell you? Here's a guy, a military guy, stationed in Germany, traveled to Italy, where he backed into a Maserati, hard enough to move it several feet. That's not good. Now, here's a good one. This makes sense to me. This guy goes, I have a 3-stall garage with 3 separate doors. I get into my car with my dog, who was so excited to go for a ride, I was kind of distracted. I pushed the button to open the garage door. I could hear the door opening. I started the car and backed up. Unfortunately, I had not opened my garage door, but the door on the other side of the garage.
And the dog was decapitated.
No.
I'm sorry.
No one gets hurt in these stories.
I didn't realize.
I have a stack of these, Chick. So don't feel bad, Chick. You backed into your car.
Here's one. Scott, I had my family and my wife's Lexus on the street in front of our house. We were waiting to leave, but one daughter said, "Wait a minute, I have to run inside." So she went inside. I thought I'd pick her up by the garage. So I dropped it in reverse, and I was going to do the coolest backward Rockford Files slide to spin into the drive, but hit a telephone pole dead center. Speed of the maneuver was the problem. $9,800 to repair the ass end of her car.
And the daughter was decapitated. Yeah, these are rough
kids
stories.
Kids screamed, wife jettisoned expletives.
I see.
Well done, Scott.
Well, speaking of letters.
There we go. That's a very nice segue. Allie Breen, comedian, is our guest. And Allie receives letters from all over the place. You can find her on all social media platforms. It's Allibreen. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, when my boyfriend and I first got together, he would always be up for really fun stuff like hiking and going apple picking. Now, he literally never wants to do anything other than stay home and play video games. When I bring it up, he acts like we do fun stuff all the time, like go to dinner. Seriously, WTF. Do all guys act fun to trick us in the beginning?
Kind of. Yes. Yeah, the answer is kind of. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Get the best version of that model up front, and then those features slowly drift away.
You're a salesman.
Yeah,
is this your first boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be. This might be her first relationship.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, not a lot of guys right now are thinking, God, I can't wait to Friday apple picking.
Oh, man. That's
that's a first date. That's nothing
exactly.
more than
that. Exactly.
He likes
you.
And it's fun. I mean, I've done
right.
it.
Right. Same here.
But
there are bees.
It's not what you do 5 years in.
Yeah. Sorry that you thought. Yeah, you got a little bit of a bill of goods there.
Nick Griffin's a great joke. We had to go on an art walk. What the hell is that?
Things he didn't even know existed yet.
And he goes, pick apples. What are we, out of money?
Thank you, Nick Griffin.
It's hard to make it exciting after that long. Like you kind of might have to take the initiative maybe a little.
Now, what do you and Donnie do?
I usually just hang out and watch TV and he'll play video games.
And she's fine
that's
with
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
we can do our own thing.
Do you occasionally, a pandemic notwithstanding, go out and do things?
Oh, I love the pandemic. Could stay in. But we would typically go out maybe for walks or go eat at different restaurants.
Okay.
Travel. Travel was fun because then you have to do something new.
Yeah.
So maybe a little weekend road trip.
Gotcha.
And how many years in is this?
13.
That's normal.
And we're still together.
Yeah, ask this dude. Hey, what would you like to do? I'd like to get out of the house. What can we do together that you would enjoy? Just ask him.
So, Alzheimer, you'd say what I'd like to do this weekend. I'd like to go traveling so I can watch TV from a bed I don't own.
He's told me, I'm typically the one that just gets really lazy on vacation, and I'll just start watching a movie. And he's like, oh, we're in Atlanta. Do you want to go do something? I'm like, yeah, here in a little bit.
I see. Okay, let's move on. What do we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is really sweet to me when it's just the two of us, but when we're with friends or in a crowd, she constantly makes fun of me. I know she means it to be funny and playful, but it's actually pretty mean. When I talked to her about it, she didn't even seem to realize she does it. What should I do?
Boy, I had a very, very similar thing. I was the exact same kind of thing, actually.
In front of him? Did she say she makes fun of him in front of him?
No, in front of other people. So what it was, this woman you were dealing with, Josh, she would make fun of you in what manner?
Anything. In front of my family and my friends. It was some kind of defense mechanism of hers.
Was it a busting balls type thing?
But it turned way harsher. Like she just didn't know how to do it. So instead of elbowing me in the ribs, it was like kicking me in the nuts kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Have you ever had this happen? You find out that they've done that. They've and said worse things after the relationship has ended? That ever happened? Behind your back? Yeah.
Potentially. I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, I know that you had it rough. Yeah.
Happened to a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
I hear that guy backed into one of your cars today.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Dear Ellie, I'm watching two shows with my boyfriend right now. We both promised not to watch ahead.
I love it.
Well, I did watch ahead.
Yeah. This is a big problem.
And when he found out, he actually got for real really mad. Is this a red flag if this little tiny thing sets him off so much?
No, this happens to everyone.
I have been told in the past, I've been told, don't watch the second season. I don't watch the second season.
It's happening to me right now.
Yeah.
This show I'm watching called, what is it, Mare, M-A-R-E, of East Town or something.
Yep.
And they released the new ones on Sunday night, so I'm asleep. And I haven't watched the new one yet, but somebody has. So then I'll go, well, tell me what happened. No, I want you to enjoy it. So she's being fair.
Well, that's nice.
But this happens.
Wait, did she tell you she watched ahead, or did you just see on TV that someone had watched ahead?
No, I wouldn't know how to do that. She told me.
You don't mind.
Have you ever snuck ahead and watched it, and then watched it with them and
pretended you
had done that?
But that you're such a horrible liar, you slip up, and then they figure out that you watched it without them.
That's what happens.
Or they have some sort of ESP, and they know when you're lying, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, we don't get into shows together very often, but we really got into the show called The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a religious experience for us. And this is a good one, too. But I think a lot of people have this issue where they want to watch it together, and they end up cheating on one another.
Yeah, what about you, Alsman? You guys have a lot of favorite shows, right?
I mean, he gets behind on stuff, and I'm like, I'll wait for a little bit. But due to my job, I've got to carry on. You know what I mean? And he just gets mad if I watch it with him, and I've already seen it because I can't help but talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
this is the best part. And then I'm like,
yeah,
give it away. But
That might be the killer on the screen. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but then he doesn't get violently angry at me. So if this guy is super mad and throwing stuff and screaming and calling you names, get out.
Well, all right. Well, that wasn't said.
She said very mad.
I felt
mad.
The undertones.
For real.
Sounds like it was implied, Josh.
I think they're going to be okay. They can keep going as long as they start liking the same shows. Okay, what else is next?
Or one of them has to learn to be a better liar and just pretend that they haven't watched ahead.
Just lie more. That'll fix it.
There's a lesson.
That's the solution.
Break up and burn down your apartment complex. What else do we have?
Always the first go-to.
Hey, and do it in a conversational way. Well, I burned it down. Okay, sorry.
Dear Allie, so I'm 32 and my girlfriend is 27. I'm a slim build and she's built bigger than I am, and it makes her insecure. She has also packed on the pounds over the past 2 years, and I'm losing interest. Sounds cold-hearted, right? Well, she also has a GPS app on my phone, so she constantly knows where I am and gets mad if I'm somewhere for more than 30 minutes.
No, she just wants to know what restaurant you're near so you can pick up food for us.
Come on, man.
It's not a bad idea.
She has the donut shops highlighted.
I also can't even glance at another woman without arguments. So my question is, since she's so jealous and has no trust for me after 4 years and is starting to gain weight, can I bring these things up without an argument?
Skip the gaining weight part.
Yeah.
Just go to the other thing.
That's what you opened with.
No.
She's getting fat, but she also attracts me.
It's time to break up.
Yeah.
You're not attracted to her anymore. That's the issue.
That is the issue.
But he could bring it up, and then she could lose weight, and he would be attracted to her.
Yeah, but she'd still be a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know that she is being one. I think she senses
a GPS. You would let a girl have a GPS on your phone?
No. But I know a lot of people that do have that.
That's nuts to me.
Really?
Yes. If you don't trust them enough, then the relationship's done.
I agree.
When Josh did it, he had the GPS. You know, she was following him. So Josh made a pattern around the town, so it looked like a huge phallus.
Yeah,
that's right.
On her phone.
Look
then
at
I texted,
this.
Then he, follow this.
Then he texted, this is you and me later.
And she broke up with me, but hey, it was my method. And
it sounds to me like it'd be easy to poison her food.
I don't think it's fair.
Shit's in.
Come on. Yeah, just sit
Come
back.
On.
She's going to choke to death eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, guys.
Huh?
Yeah, no. Yeah. It sounds to me she has reason to be self-conscious. You aren't attracted to her.
Yeah. That's people get that before it's even said.
Exactly.
Believe but me. I don't know. There's this thing about women not wanting to believe the truth. Like, if you know he's not attracted to you, then call it. Leave. Be done. Don't right. make both of you miserable.
No, in this case, he should be the one to do it. It's his choice.
How good of a cook is this chick? Let's slow down here.
Sounds like she likes to grease. Oh.
Okay, let's move on. We got time for one more.
Dear Allie.
Of course, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
Take Chunkles.
All right.
Take Chuckles apple picking and push her off the ladder.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, that is just violent.
And dude, just remember that there are plenty of guys out there that think she is super hot.
Yes.
So let her go and let her find that guy.
A lot of fellas like a thicker milkshake, you bet.
There you go.
All right, dear Allie, I got a new roommate last month, and she has brought home at least 5 different guys since moving in. I'm not a prude or anything, but isn't that a little much? Will I sound like her mom if I tell her to calm down or she's got to go?
That's none of your business.
If you're in charge of, I don't know, that's weird. Is it your apartment? You picked her up.
That you were renting a room out?
I mean, unless you're worried about these guys stealing from you, let her bang who she wants to bang.
And that is kind of
weird.
Just
ask her for 10%, obviously. Yeah. She sounds like a professional.
Join in.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable with all these strangers constantly coming over. That gets weird.
That's right, Tom. Turn it into a professional enterprise. What's wrong with you?
No, it sounds good. You don't want other people around your stuff.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of strange
guys. Well, not a new person every...
Yeah.
Yeah, blame COVID.
Every night.
I don't know how people do roommates. I don't know how that works.
Mm-mm.
I've never had a roommate, ever.
You've had a roommate.
What? Well, I've never had a roommate. I've either been married to him or...
And that worked out.
Or, yeah.
Wait, where did you live in college? You didn't have a college roommate chick?
I didn't go to no college. Allie, thanks for bringing it up. Appreciate it.
Allie, at one time, this is actually really cool.
Jiminy Christmas.
Chick lived in the back of the radio station.
Yes, I did. I was dedicated to my craft.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I sure did. I had one of those Presto hamburger makers, and they had a bed back there, and I bought a TV for back there. Oh,
So the other DJs would be in the air, and they could come down and talk to you in your room?
Every now and then, yes. Or a new guy would have a problem. He'd come down and ask.
Was this allowed, or did you just...
Well, interestingly, right toward the end of when I said, gee, I've had it with this place, they wanted to come back and charge me rent for where I was living in the back of the station.
Were you squatting, technically?
The squatting laws in West Virginia are ironclad. You really can't get rid of somebody.
Did the general...
I love that you can't imagine having a roommate, but you can live in the back of a radio station.
Yeah, but I was by myself.
That's true.
Did they know you were technically living there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they knew. Yeah.
Was that part of the pitch when they gave you the job for next to no money?
No, and in my defense, it's really hard to find temporary housing where I moved to be on the radio. It's ridiculous.
Was this right out of high school?
Yeah. Oh,
so the guy that you replaced, had he been living there?
No, but he had spent some time back there. He didn't live there.
Well, so you got the sheets that look like a map of great
ticket winners, tickets, things like that.
Of China back there.
I did get new sheets, if you must know.
Oh, look, there's a map of Japan.
Thanks for bringing this
ever
up.
Bring a,
well, that's a Japanese flag, Tom.
Yes, I brought a girl home.
You brought her back to the radio station?
I felt so guilty I married her. Okay, there. Everybody happy? Everybody happy?
You had plenty of good music.
Hey, you know, I hit up my own car this morning. You want to talk about that some more?
I've got a stack of letters about people who have done that. So many people have hit their garage door.
I don't recommend my life to anyone.
Backed into cars in their driveway.
Well, now that we've done it in the back of the radio station, will you marry me? I've got burgers.
We have a limited menu here. Was there a refrigerator in the back?
No.
Would you like 2 tickets to bread?
So there was no refrigerator, but there was
you had to buy your burger fresh every day?
You could only have burgers during the cold months.
Oh, no.
The rest of the time it was grilled cheese.
Oh, poor chick.
The way the possum's got a hold of my ground beef last night.
That's right.
Okay.
The pigeon's
Okay.
So how did he propose to you? during the 10 o'clock break.
That's so romantic.
Right in the middle of the proposal, they had traffic and weather on the tens.
Hey, turn on Zeppelin. I got to do my vows.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.